Dreamscape presents Fever by Elizabeth Lowell, read by Laurel Merlington. Fever. 1. Ryan McCall climbed out of the battered ranch pickup and instantly began unbuttoning his city shirt. He had flown from Texas to a small local landing strip in Utah, where he kept one of the few luxuries he had bought for himself, a plane that could get him in and out of his father's life in nothing flat. From the airstrip, he had driven in the pickup over increasingly primitive roads until he reached his home in the early afternoon. He had loved every rough inch of the way, because each rock and rut meant that he was farther removed from the father he loved and could not get along with for more than a few minutes at a time. "It was worth it, though," Rye told himself aloud as he stretched his long, powerful arms over his head. "That Angus bull of his is just what my herd needs." Unfortunately, it had taken Rye 2 weeks to convince Edward McCall II that his son would not, repeat, not, marry some useless Houston belle just to get his hands on the Angus bull. Once that was understood, the negotiations for the bull had gone quickly. Rye turned his face up to the afternoon sun and smiled with sensual pleasure at the warmth pouring over him. The Texas sun had been hot, too hot. He preferred the golden heat of Utah's mountain country, where the lowlands' fierce sun was gentled by altitude and wind smelling of pinon and distant pines. The air was dry, brilliant in its clarity, and the